And now we're going to continue this conversation with Michael Lomax. He's taught at Morehouse and Spelman Colleges and served as president of Dillard University in New Orleans. And since 2004, he's been the head of the United Negro College Fund. Michael, thank you for coming on.
Great to be with you.
You've been quoted as saying that the proposal put forth by Senator Harp is, quote, not thoughtful or timely. Why do you say that?
Well, I'm deeply concerned anytime you single out special mission institutions for merger and possible elimination to solve a financial problem, and it's a solution which is proposed without any kind of study or examination or thoughtful analysis. You know, he has said we've got a problem financially, so let's merge these two sets of institutions. It's at the same time, by the way, that the university system is expanding and opening new institutions. So I'm not sure that this is the only way of resolving the financial challenge.
Did you not have a situation similar to this with regard to Tennessee State University and the University of Tennessee, Nashville, some years back? If you are familiar with that, can you tell us what happened and how that has worked?
I mean, that was a 40-year-old case, I think 1968. The ruling ultimately was that the University of Tennessee at Nashville, which was created long after the Tennessee State University, the historically black college, was in place, that it had to merge into Tennessee State University, and that the older historically black institution would survive. You know, one point that I'd like to make is that although these public institutions, Tennessee State, Albany State and Savannah State, were created for blacks because they weren't permitted to go to the other public institutions, these institutions have never been segregated institutions. They've always had white faculty. They've always had white administrators. And their doors have, when it's legally been permissible, been open to white students. And, you know, what we haven't changed is the attitudes of the communities in which they exist, that these are great places for any student to go and get an education.
Would you rather see a black institution like Morris Brown in Atlanta close its doors for financial reasons than merge with a white institution that might keep it going?
Well, my view is that historically black colleges are viable institutions. You know, some of them can go out of business just like majority institutions can go out of business, but that they're viable institutions and that they provide an incredible educational opportunity for the students who attend them, and that their doors are open to any student who wishes to come. If you go and visit Xavier University in New Orleans with its incredible pharmacy program, you're going to see Asian kids, white kids, and African-American kids studying together and getting a great education. And I believe in Albany, students who are at the white two-year community, largely white two-year community college, ought to be looking at articulating over to Albany State and getting a four-year degree, because Georgia and the nation need more students with bachelor's degrees.
Final thing, though, is this. The economic crisis is continuing, and as I asked the senator, do you think that it will be a foreboding for some difficulties for particularly the black colleges?
Well, I don't think it's – I mean, I think it's going to be difficult for all under-resourced institutions, but the fact is that in the 21st century, with more kids of color in the pipeline – graduating from high school and needing to go on to college and needing to get degrees, this nation is going to need more colleges to fill all of their seats and provide opportunities for all these kids to get degrees. It will need historically black colleges. It will need historically Catholic colleges. It will need a whole range of institutions, public and private, if we're going to meet the human capital needs of our nation in the 21st century.
I've got about 15 seconds for this answer. What you said notwithstanding, you survive in a large part, do you not, on contributions, and are contributions for the HBCUs and the United Negro College Fund down, as I would imagine they might be?
Well, you know, we're watching this economic crisis like anyone. Our goal this year is $97.8 million in our annual campaign at UNCF, and we're going to close our books on March 31st, I hope very close to $97.8 million.
All right, Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Michael Lomax. He is the president of the United Negro College Fund.